metal thing on the end, maybe two handles, and you push along behind the nose.
It's a hand outlet.
Just a simple name for it.
Just handles, flat handles. That's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Flat handles.
Okay. To break up ground, now a plow breaks up the ground, mm-hmm. and then if you want to go along after that and break it up in even smaller pieces, what might be used?
Well, you take a hoe.
Uh-huh. And that is, would that have discs on it?
It's a disc
hoe. Okay. If a person was about to saw up a small log, maybe a piece of firewood, what kind of frame might he put it in to saw it? What would you call
a
frame?
Well, it's a sawhouse.
Okay. And let's see, if a carpenter was working with a board, where might he put that for sawing? Would he use a sawhouse too?
Practically, he's got to have something to hold it, or a vice one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, you call, let's see, a sawhorse, is that shaped
uh-huh.
like this?
Uh-huh.
An X?
And the stuff lies in that port.
Okay. Well, now, sometimes when people have a church supper outside,
mm-hmm.
They want to put up a table, you know, a temporary table.
That's a sawhorse.
Uh-huh.
They put it in them sawhorses is made here and then. Then there's a piece made up from here, from that sawhouse to here.
Uh-huh.
Here, and that's where the table is.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Let's see, you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use
brush.
To sharpen a straight razor, what would you use?
Razor strop.
Okay. And a lead bullet is the end part of
A
lead bullet?
Oh, in a pistol ball.
Okay. Now, there's a word that means a shell, a bullet, or something. Okay. Let's see. Now, there's a piece of playground equipment that's one board, and it's balanced, and go up and down like that.
It's a sawhorse.
Sawhorse?
Mm-hmm.
Go up and down?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what do you call the whole contraption that the children play on?
Well, that's some... plays with a sling, some plays with a sawhorse, some plays with a gym.
Okay.
And a swing.
Mm-hmm.
They got all that at schoolhouses.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if some children were playing would you ever use the word seesaw or teeter-totter?
Yeah. There's a seesaw that one sets on one end and one sets on the other.
And they go up and down.
Up
like
and down. Uh-huh.
Okay.
This one goes up and that one goes down. That.
Okay. And so if some children were playing on a seesaw, you'd say the children are what?
Are playing.
Okay. Well, would you use a word that had seesaw in it?
Well,
the
children are playing on a seesaw.
Okay. Would you ever say seesawing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd say they are seesawing.
Okay.
A game.
What do you call a limber plank between two sawhorses that a child might jump up and down on?
Springboard.
Okay. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, it's called a merry-go-round, but it's a big post put down and a big iron pin put in there, and the piece is put across there. So maybe a 4 by 6,
uh-huh.
and the youngest gets on this end of it, and then they go.
Have
ahead.
You ever played on one?
Yes,
of those?
God, I had one made. That's all my play.
Did you really?
Yeah, my young ones. These two little girls, Daddy's played on it a many a time.
Uh-huh.
But Cleveland fixed it for them, you know.
Well, I bet if you got in the way of that thing when it was on your head, it'd be pretty bad, right?
Yeah. It broke a little boy's ankle one day out there.
Mm.
But it knocked him down. He run right in the way. And